later.
All right. It's 5:33. This is Sunny 101.5, the Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
All right, welcome to Friday. It's always a special time.
Oh, Friday.
What key is Friday in?
I have no idea. Not a good one, probably.
That one the one you just sang. What was that? That's a little lower than you usually do, but
it is. Usually I'm like really high on excitement there.
Well, we have a wind advisory for all of Southwest Michigan, as well as St. Joe and Elkhart and LaGrange March, pretty much everybody, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., so things are going to get a little windy out there today. How about that?
Wow.
And a 50% chance of showers, too. Your high today, well, let's see. The high is going to be 52. Man, I don't know if I'll be golfing today. That doesn't sound very good.
No, that doesn't sound like a golf day. Maybe you should take a day off.
Yeah.
I know that's hard for you.
Yeah, but I don't like conditions like I don't like golfing in conditions like that. I can play badly with under the sunshine, let alone stuff like that.
Exactly.
So we're at 45 right now, and here we go. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
When families are in need, there's a constant here. Ronald McDonald House Charities of Michiana. It's an organization that's had a tremendous impact on an Elkhart family. Tansy Nielsen is joining us this morning to tell us something good. Tansy, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing really well as well, and we're excited to hear your story. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you guys came to have Ronald McDonald House Charities of Michiana in your life.
Sure, right. So on June 4th in 2021, my son was hit by a drunk driver and seriously injured, and was taken to Memorial Hospital over in South Bend. And in that process, we discovered that Ronald McDonald House was available to us. And I did not know much about Ronald McDonald House Charities at that time. And so what I learned is that they are there for families in medical need when you are far from home or even close enough to home. But when you're in a medical emergency like that, everything just feels like a huge challenge. And they were there for us to make the process easier.
Absolutely. And gosh, just what a nightmare. You're living every parent's mm-hmm. nightmare. How is your son? First of all, how's your son doing today?
He's doing really well. I think by all accounts, you know, when you look at him, you don't know what he's been through. I suspect he'll have some issues with his left leg that was broken at that time. I suspect, you know, down the line, he might encounter some challenges, as we all do as we start to age, mm-hmm. When we have areas of our bodies that have been compromised. But he has a great attitude about everything that happened, and he has a zest for life that continues to inspire me in so many different ways. Yeah, he's a great kid. Well, of course, he's 21 now, but he's a great guy.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad he's doing better. And just tell us a little bit about the type of relief. What kind of things did the Ronald McDonald House Charities provide for you guys?
So, and you'll have to excuse me because when I start to talk about this, it does get very emotional. It was a very tough time for us. Even, you know, that first night that we arrived, just the feeling of warmth and welcoming that is provided right up front is just, it kind of makes you feel like, okay, let me sit down, let me take a breath. and they're there, you know, to kind of just help to hold you up. And one of the things that I realized throughout our stay there is that they anticipate every possible need you might have before you even realize you have it, which is such an amazing thing. You know, the fact that there was a room for me to go to away from my son where I could just have some alone time. And, you know, it's again, like a lot of emotional trauma happening. And so there was a safe space for me to go and catch my breath before I could then come back for him. There's meals provided, you know, at pretty much at any hour of the day if you need anything. They provide items of comfort and just you have access to a shower, you've got access to laundry, you've got access to all of the creature comforts that you would need away from home. Plus, you've got people caring for you and providing empathy and sympathy and, like I said, warmth and welcoming. And it was most definitely like a respite in a situation where there's just not enough respite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can only imagine it made a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100%. It humbles me to this day to realize what kind of organization Ronald McDonald House is and what they can do for people. It's an amazing thing.
Well, Tansy, thank you so much for sharing your very poignant story and the best of luck to your family and to your son and his continued recovery. We really appreciate you sharing.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to speak on behalf of Ronald McDonald House Charities at any time.
Incidentally, the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Michiana has a big event coming up, the Big Balloon Build. And this sounds really cool, you guys. The world's best balloon artists are creating a massive exhibit at the RV Hall of Fame in Elkhart. They're going to use more than 125,000 biodegradable balloons and just build massive structures there. So the Big Balloon Build is taking place April 25th to 28th. They still need 500 volunteers to pull off this giant undertaking. So plan to go enjoy it or even to just volunteer. So for more information on that, you can go to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Michiana.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:56, and here's Tracy. Wait a minute. There's Tracy right there.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're
there. Do you hear me?
Yeah,
okay, good. Well, I think a lot of people were surprised to see that O.J. Simpson passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
He passed away at the age of 76 after a battle with cancer. How the news was received really reflected his complicated, infamous life. In the 90s, the former NFL legend was acquitted in the double murders of his ex-wife and her friend Ron Goldman. Now, O.J.'s family said he was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. But what others wrote was more complicated. Ron Goldman's family said Simpson died without penance. Meanwhile, Caitlyn Jenner tweeted, "Good riddance, O.J. Simpson."
Mm-hmm.
Well, a piece of O.J.'s storied legacy is, well, that infamous police chase in a white Ford Bronco after he was charged with a murder. Well, that Bronco and other memorabilia lives at the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. The museum was already planning on opening a special O.J. exhibit later this summer to honor the 30th anniversary of the deaths of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. O.J.'s death might make that even a little more popular.
Yeah.
Orlando Bloom is living life on the edge in a new series. It's called Orlando Bloom to the Edge. And get this, it's going to have 3 episodes, and it's going to follow Orlando as he tackles these extreme adventures and challenges, you know, just forcing him to push his physical and mental limits. So in the first one, he free dives 49 feet underwater without any air tank.
Whoa.
He holds his breath the entire time and uses a rope to guide himself back to the surface. So he also, then in another one, he challenges himself to rock climb at terrifying heights. Oh, mm-hmm. I couldn't. And then there was this other one where he does wing suiting. Okay. I didn't even know what this was.
I don't.
It's like skydiving without a parachute. Okay. But uh-huh. The parachute is actually a jumpsuit that you're wearing. So you're just in this jumpsuit looking thing that's a little big, and it actually acts as a parachute.
Really?
Well, needless to say, this is extremely dangerous from my Googling, and it looks extremely dangerous. Oh my, I can't even imagine.
Jeez.
Can you imagine, like,
no,
you know,
I
jumping
can't.
Off a cliff in just a big, you know, jumpsuit?
Yeah.
I can't, oh, wow. But Bloom says he's always loved being on the edge, makes him feel most alive. And at least in this case, he was guided by some extraordinary people, he said, who really know how to push the edge and helped him train to do this stuff.
Wow.
Well, Rihanna is launching into a new project. She has signed on to voice Smurfette in the Smurfs movie. She's also going to co-produce it and contribute original music for it.
Mm-hmm.
At CinemaCon yesterday, Paramount had more on the movie. They announced the all-star cast. Get this, actors and actresses like John Goodman, Dan Levy, Kurt Russell, James Corden, Octavia Spencer, and so many more.
Quite the lineup.
I know, me too. Now, Paramount says Rihanna is going to be the most legendary Smurfette ever. Of course, yeah, I don't know. Katy Perry played Smurfette back in the 2011 animated movie, so she might disagree. But yeah, this new movie is slated to come out in February. Well, Bridgerton is returning to Netflix for season 3, and the new season's trailer dropped yesterday. Penelope and Colin are front and center as their character's friendship slowly turns into romance. It's a storyline fans have been waiting for and hoping for. Bridgerton season 3 is going to be released in 2 parts. The first part premieres May 13th, and part 2 a month later.
Hmm.
Today is grilled cheese sandwich day. Did you make one yesterday?
That was yesterday, I thought.
You know what? It wasn't grilled cheese sandwich day yesterday. We were talking about the perfect grilled cheese. So,
oh.
Okay, so wait. Let me get to that because it's so fascinating. How many football? It was 900 Olympic swimming pools could be filled with the amount of grilled cheese
that is made in a year's
time. That Americans eat every year. So, yeah, this is interesting. A study found a single average person eats.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it? How many grilled cheese a year do you think?
Well,
I'm shocked by this.
I'm going to shoot high. It's mm-hmm. grilled cheese sandwich. I'll say 25.
36.
36.
Yeah,
I have maybe 3 or 4 a whole year.
I'm with you. That's about my average, too. I was like, you know, 900 Olympic swimming pools filled with. Okay, what's the most popular combination? And I was surprised by this, too. Most people think the perfect grilled cheese looks like this. 2 slices of American cheese on white bread,
mm-hmm.
toasted, medium, and cut diagonally.
Yeah, I would.
Is that yours?
I would agree with that.
See, for me, maybe I'm a grilled cheese snob. I like it on that thick Texas toast, and I like cheddar and a few different kinds of cheese,
mm-hmm.
to be honest. I'm not into the American cheese grilled cheese.
Yeah.
But yeah, today's American Grilled Cheese Today, Cheese Day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. 36 grilled cheese sandwiches. Nice.
Wow.
All right. So
I'm craving now. But
I know. I actually thought since we were talking about it yesterday, you'd be all over that.
Yeah.
All right. Today's birthdays. Mm-hmm. Claire Danes celebrating a birthday.
Okay. Let's see. Claire Danes. I would say 50.
45. Good guess.
Only 45. Okay.
David Letterman.
Uh, 71.
77.
He's 77.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And Shannon Doherty.
Let's see. I would, oh, I don't know, like, she's got to be 50 anyway. 50.
Is that what you're going with?
I'm okay. Going 50. Wait a minute. 50, yeah.
Ew. No.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, 744.
All right, mine's a good one if you're ever stuffy or congested. It's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know this one. You just press firmly on the bridge of your nose for about 15 seconds. And that's a pressure point, and you'll feel your sinuses draining. And
really?
It'll help immensely.
Huh,
who
I
knew,
know
right? I had no idea.
Such a simple move, and I never
exactly.
even knew that. All right. I'll remember that next time I'm stuffed up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you and everyone how to unshrink clothes. You ready?
Okay.
Step one, soak the clothing in warm water of conditioner for 5 minutes. Number two, lay flat on top of a towel and roll it up like a burrito. Number three, okay. Unroll after a few minutes and lay on a new dry towel. And number four, gently stretch to the original size, let it dry, and you have unshrunk your clothes.
Wow, you gotta love that.
Man, I guess so. Or you can just lose weight. And the clothes will fit a lot better.
Exactly. That's what for my mind was.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 756, and time for another edition of Goo Figure. All right, this is an unusual one.
Okay.
Well, maybe not. I guess maybe this has happened before, but the owner of a Kansas bakery is asking customers to eat their cookies carefully.
Uh-oh.
Because she lost a $4,000 diamond ring in the dough.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible. Dawn Sis Monroe, owner of Sis Sweets Cookies and Cafe in Leavenworth, said the diamond fell off the ring that has been on her finger for 36 years at some point while she was at the shop. We kind of went back to the kitchen, looked around, and, well, she said she fears the gem ended up in the cookie dough. So if you happen to find it, I would forever be in debt if you would return it.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. I have a fear of that happening myself.
Do you?
It's like in the dream, it's I'm at the beach.
Uh-huh.
And you're just, you know,
right.
Never going to find it. Oh, wow.
You know, speaking about being at the beach,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't been to the beach in a long time, but this one always cracked me up. Where you take your wallet or your valuables and you stick it in a shoe because you'll think, well, you know, the burglar will never know.
Right. No one's going to want to touch it. Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, so if you, she would greatly appreciate if you would return that $1,000.
No. How could you not? You'd have to return it. I would have to return it. Would you return it? Of course you would.
I would. If you give me a couple of days, I would return it.